Chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High, who did meet Abraham turning back from the smiting of the kings, and did bless him. To whom also a tenth of all did Abraham divide, first, indeed, being interpreted, king of righteousness, and then also, king of Salem, which is, king of peace. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days, nor end of life, and being made like to the Son of God, doth remain a priest continually. And see how great this one is, to whom also a tenth Abraham the patriarch did give out of the best of the spoils. And those, indeed, out of the sons of Levi receiving the priesthood, a command have to take tithes from the people according to the law, that is, their brethren, even though they came forth out of the loins of Abraham. And he, who was not reckoned by genealogy of them, received tithes from Abraham, and him having the promises he hath blessed. And apart from all controversy, the less by the better is blessed. And here, indeed, men who die do receive tithes, and there he, who is testified to that he was living. And so to speak, through Abraham even Levi, who is receiving tithes, hath paid tithes. For he was yet in the loins of the Father when Melchizedek met him. If indeed, then, perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for the people under it had received law, what further need, according to the order of Melchizedek, for another priest to arise, and not to be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, of necessity also, of the law a change doth come. For he of whom these things are said in another tribe hath had part, of whom no one gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that out of Judah hath arisen our Lord, in regard to which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet more abundantly most evident, if according to the similitude of Melchizedek there doth arise another priest, who came not according to the law of a fleshly command, but according to the power of an endless life. For he doth testify, thou art a priest, to the age, according to the order of Melchizedek. For a disannulling indeed doth come of the command going before, because of its weakness, and unprofitableness. For nothing did the law perfect, and the bringing in of a better hope, through which we draw nigh to God. And inasmuch as it is not apart from oath, for those indeed apart from oath are become priests. And he with an oath through him, who is saying unto him, the Lord swear, and will not repent, thou art a priest, to the age, according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much of a better covenant hath Jesus become surety. And those indeed are many, who have become priests, because by death they are hindered from remaining. And he, because of his remaining, to the age, hath the priesthood not transient. Whence also he is able to save to the very end, those coming through him unto God, ever living to make intercession for them. For such a chief priest did become us, kind, harmless, undefiled, separate from the sinners, and become higher than the heavens. Who hath no necessity daily, as the chief priests, first for his own sins to offer up sacrifice, then for those of the people, for this he did once, having offered up himself. For the law doth appoint men chief priests, having infirmity, but the word of the oath that is after the law appointeth the Son, to the age having been perfected.